You're listening to SBS News.
Despite tighter lockdown restrictions on Greater Sydney, the capital of New South Wales hit a record-breaking 50 new cases going into the weekend. With more than 480 residents now infected with the contagious Delta variant since the start of the outbreak in the state, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has warned the numbers will only get worse.
I do expect numbers to be bouncing around. I do expect the situation to worsen before it gets better, because when you have so many people who've been infectious in the community, you have to assume, based on the pure maths, that number's going to increase the number of cases. So I do expect case numbers to go up.
Police presence has been increased all over the state in an effort to maintain compliance with the lockdown restrictions. New South Wales Police issued more than 160 infringement notices over the weekend. Police cracked down on illegal gatherings, one at a home in Randwick in Sydney's east, and another in the Central Coast for breaching public health orders. But southwest Sydney has become the focus of increased police presence as the cluster in the region continues to grow. Residents from Sydney's western suburbs say the community is trying its best to follow the public health orders.
Of course the lockdown is hard. This is the truth. It's very hard. Staying at home is like prison. There's no movement, especially for children. They cry and beg me to take them shopping with me and return home quickly.
Rotating work and balancing with kids and having nowhere to go, to restaurants and so on. But look, we're doing the right thing, wearing masks, looking after the community and doing the right thing.
While others in the community have maintained, it's difficult to bear this lockdown, especially with the conditions banning family visits.
I'm sad that I can't visit my father. My daughter cannot visit her grandfather. He's by himself. But what can we do? We need to really stick to the laws.
Ms. Berejiklian has addressed the sentiments of the Western Sydney community and has warned that breaching the lockdown laws will put one's own family in harm's way.
People are getting the virus and then spreading it to those closest to them. If you truly love your parents, your sisters, your best friends, please stick to the rules.
Meanwhile, Victoria has increased its police presence along its New South Wales border to fend off Victorians returning home after school holidays. The 300-strong police force personnel will be issuing fines to those coming into Victoria without a permit. This comes as Victoria reaches 10 days with no locally acquired cases of the virus. And in Tasmania, exposure sites have been listed after a hospital worker who flew to the United Kingdom via Melbourne tested positive for COVID 2 days after they left. More than 60 passengers on the Qantas flight that left Launceston on the 2nd of July have been told to get tested and isolate. On the other side of the country, Canberra has marked a whole year with no locally acquired cases of COVID-19. But the federal leader of the opposition, Anthony Albanese, says the Sydney lockdown is Scott Morrison's lockdown.
This lockdown is Scott Morrison's lockdown. It's a direct result of his failure to roll out the vaccine effectively and to have national quarantine facilities.
Australia has now administered 9 million doses of coronavirus vaccines, including 1 million in the past week. It comes as more details emerge about a trial of home quarantine for South Australia, following National Cabinet's decision to look into the matter. The federal government says those in home quarantine will need to be vaccinated in Australia, but that could change over time. Tourism Minister Dan Tehan said if the trial is successful, it could be expanded to other states by Christmas.
Well, that would be wonderful if we could reach that milestone. I think all of us would like to see something like that occurring. Obviously, it would depend on Australians continuing to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated. And as I've said, 9 million today, and we're really seeing a step up and a ramp up of the vaccine rollout. So if we can continue down that track, then ultimately, it would be wonderful to be able to see home quarantine being used in the lead up to Christmas.
Labor says it supports the trial of home quarantine, but Mr. Albanese remains skeptical and says that the real issue is the lack of a national quarantine program. He insists that until the vaccine rollout and quarantine is done right, Australia will continue to face lockdowns. Nabil Al-Nashar, SBS News.